Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about something that's going to be happening this afternoon here in Cass County. The folks at the Cam High School are going to be opening up the Cougar Den, having their grand opening this afternoon from 1 until 4 in downtown Oneida. And that's a project taken on by some of the students at Cam High School. And we're going to talk with a couple of students that are interested and active in this program. Abby Tibkin, Naomi Grubbs with us here this morning. Thank you both for the time. And Naomi, tell me a little bit about what's going to happen this afternoon.
So basically, we're going to have a ribbon cutting and a open ceremony. We have two representatives and one senator from the House coming. We also have STEM representatives from the UNI coming, and AEA consultants are going to be joining us. Basically, we're selling our merchandise, Cougar apparel, student-made artwork. We have cake there. Other than that, just a ribbon cutting and the first few steps in the right direction.
Yeah, you bet. All right. Well, Abby, tell me a little bit about the store. How long has this Cougar Den location, how long has this been in the process, in the works?
It's been about 2 years. We spent a long time writing a grant with our AAA representative, Joni Aim, and she was really helpful. We spent a long time doing that, and then we finally talked with the Oneida Development Corporation. We got a building. We spent a long time kind of fixing it up. She had to take a long time to clean it out for us, and we finally got it painted and, you know, just kind of started putting our stuff in it, and it's kind of went from there. We've ordered a lot to make it look nice. And
you bet. Well, now this is all part of the, it's the STEM program that's here in progress here in Oneida, but at the Cam High School. You guys have been involved in this whole STEM thing and all of the stuff that you've got going on through your coursework here for, well, longer than you guys have been in high school. You're juniors, so you kind of waltzed into this thing that some of the other students kind of built from scratch. Are you amazed, Abby, at how far this has come over this amount of time?
Yeah, when I was probably in seventh grade, they kind of started it up, and you could see, we could hear the live stream and stuff from middle school, you know, and yeah, it's just grown so much, and we've spent so much time and so much money, like so many grants, I guess, coming in, and just so many new projects that we've came up with. So
yeah. Well, and Naomi, you talked a little bit about some of the stuff kind of in general that'll be in the store, but specifically, what kinds of things are you targeting? How do you decide what you want to produce? Because you guys are producing all the stuff in the store, right?
Correct, yes. So I guess some of our bigger projects, we're doing plasma cutter. So that is like if you come in and you want something specially made, we have a order form, and you'll just fill it out, and we'll get all the supplies we need, and we'll get it cut out. Same thing with our wood projects. I'm usually in charge of those most of the time. So you just come in, fill out the form, tell us what you want. And then the t-shirts, we actually bought a commercial size t-shirt press so we can do different logos, different designs. We actually had an alumni member create most of our designs that are down at the storefront. Other than that, and we have our poster projects, so like senior banners, the sports banners, the calendars, all that we do. You just kind of tell us what you want, and we can pretty much do everything.
Wow. So you've got it's a retail outlet. You've got stuff on the shelves ready to go, merchandise all there, but you're taking special orders too.
Correct. And I guess one of the things I'm most excited about, because I have nieces and nephews, we have little kid shirts and onesies in there, and they are adorable.
And they will sell.
Yes.
They will definitely sell. Well, and this is a project that you're taking on where you're seeing a little bit of everything. We kind of talked a little bit about this before we started visiting today on air, but a lot of times students your age, people your age, would be on the other end of the retail food chain. You would be simply the employees hired by an employer. You wouldn't be involved in management or decisions or handling the money and counting up the day's take, all that kind of stuff. But Abby, that's not the way this works. You guys are going to get the full immersion into the retail experience.
Yeah, it's super stressful, honestly, trying to get employees and, or not employees, but volunteers to work for us and just be there constantly. The digital media classes have been really helpful. They've all signed up. They all have dates that they're working. But we're trying to find adults and just people to help us out.
Yeah, whatever supporters you can find. Yeah. The community as a whole, though, for the entire program that you do here, has been pretty successful or pretty supportive over the years, hasn't it?
They've had so many donations and all kinds of stuff that help us out constantly. Our community is really, really good. So. Yeah.
Well, it's like I say, it's really grown, and not just handling the, you know, working the cash register, you know, helping people on the retail floor, but also in producing some of the items and inventorying and all the things that you do through a retail operation. And Naomi, this is meant to be self-sustaining, right?
Correct. Yeah. So basically, we have two seniors actually on this project with us. It would be Ian Stephenson and Paige Jensen. After they graduate, we obviously have to find their replacements. And we've already had some sophomores and freshmen kind of stepping in and trying to get their feet wet and see like if they like it and how the whole operation works. And then again, once Abby and I graduate, new people are gonna have to step up. So it's just gonna be continuous on student work. So yeah.
So you've got classwork. You've got any extracurricular activities that you two are involved in. You've got maybe some part-time jobs outside of this that you're doing. And you're gonna juggle all this too. How is that all gonna work?
Well, Miss Miller's famous line is, if you want something done, go ask a busy person. And that's exactly what she did. She came and found probably some of the busiest people in the school, and we got to work. And it hasn't been easy finding time. It's been very stressful. And as you can tell today, there's only two of us here. But I know we make do with what we have, and we're a pretty strong team. So, yeah.
Yeah, Abby, how do you see this playing out? I mean, you're going into it with a lot of enthusiasm, as every retailer does when they first open a location. You've got a little extra support on the backside through grant funding and things, but still, the expectation is that this is going to pay the bills and it's going to pay off the notes and all that kind of stuff. It's going to pay for itself and support itself. So, you know, that's weight on your shoulders, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm definitely confident that the community will help us all the way through, and they'll be super. You know, they'll be there a lot, and they'll, I don't know, just help us out constantly.
How many hours a day will the actual store be open?
It'll be open Monday through Friday from 1:30 to 5:30. So we're hoping just street traffic through Anita. People are getting off work at 5. We'll have a lot of business then, and hopefully be able to sustain ourselves.
Yeah, I guess we should probably mention that, too. I said it's in downtown Anita, right there on the highway, but where specifically?
It's right next to Vicky's Cut and Curl, right on the end, like by the city park. It's in between the hair salon and like a wood shop. So it's right in the middle there. So.
Right there on the north side of the highway there. Okay, very good. So easy to find, easy to access, easy to do all those kinds of things. And how about pricing? How did you figure out price points and things like that, Naomi, when it comes to putting all this stuff out? You've got to have something reasonable that folks can afford and want to pay for, but also enough to, again, make the bills.
Yeah, that was a lot of work trying to find reasonable prices. So our blankets actually came from a lady in Atlantic, the store called Something For You. She gave us some blankets and she kind of cut the price and made a really, really good deal with us. And then we kind of priced ours judging by paying her and getting a little bit of profit for us just to keep ourselves running. The t-shirts, I really don't know how Miss Miller kind of priced everything. She was just like, yeah, that sounds good. And then we have 3D toys that we made from our 3D printer. And we were just like, you know what? Kids love toys. So just go pick up something random. And hey, Mom, it's only like $2. Let's get it. And yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of those work done already. And are you anticipating, are you getting psyched up about opening up here this afternoon?
I am super, super excited. It has been a very, very long journey, very stressful, very, like, there's times where I wanted to quit so bad. I was like, this is not for me. And Ms. Miller's like, no, we're going to keep pushing through. And in the beginning, it was rough to see where we are now. Like, when we first got the building, I didn't think we were going to have anything. And we've come a very long way. And I'm very thankful for everyone who has supported us and given us what we've needed to grow and accomplish our goal, I guess. So yeah, I'm excited.
Very good. Abby, for you too, is it kind of a little bit of a relief now that you finally get a chance to open things up?
Yeah, definitely. When Mrs. Miller first came to us and we saw the building, I was like, this is not gonna work. We're not gonna do this. But I'm really excited to be opening up today and finally get to see all of our hard work come to an end or come to a start, really. But
exactly. Well, and of course, like every small business person, you get to do all the fun things too. You know, sweep the floors, take out the trash, all the other stuff that goes along with it too. You know, welcome to the small business world. Well, it's a great opportunity that a lot of folks, we never had opportunities like this. You guys relish the chance to really get this type of experience instead of just doing, you know, book work where we develop a company on paper and do this. You guys are doing it for real, Naomi. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I have to give a huge shout out to our teacher, Shelly Miller. None of this would be possible without her. She's always looking for new ideas and new projects to keep our minds rolling. And none of this would have been possible without her. So a huge thank you and shout out to her.
Yeah, I remember when the class was kind of just the Cam Cougar channel, and it's come a long way from there, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Mrs. Miller is constantly pushing for more grants and more projects and more things for us to do, and she's constantly pulling new people in to help with different things. She's really good at this type of class, you know?
You betcha. Well, very good. Well, we look forward to that and that grand opening this afternoon at the Cougar Den in Anita. And they'll be doing the grand opening thing from 1 to 4 with a ribbon cutting at 1:30. So stop on by if you can today. If not, stop on by here very soon and get a chance to enjoy some of that, right?
Yeah, and come out for some cake. Ooh. We're excited.
All right. Very good. Naomi, Abby, thank you very much. Appreciate it. And best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.